to keep the world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, the 11th of April, 2012, and you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. Again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Follow me on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
They're peaked.
Folks, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about reaping and sowing. How God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Oh, indeed they do, and indeed you do. I gave you the analogy, I believe, on Monday of the two duck hunters that went out, and what they didn't realize is they brought their little doggy with them and some dynamite and some decoys, and that little dog was so faithful as a retriever that when they were breaking the law, they took the stick of dynamite and threw it out in the middle of a frozen lake in hopes that they could blow it open, and those little decoys would be laid out, and the ducks would land, and they would have a heyday shooting away at them. But what one of them forgot to do was to he forgot that he brought that little retriever with him. And by the way, folks, you have all, every one of you out there have a retriever, regardless if you know it or not. And what happened is when he threw the stick of dynamite, the little retriever went after the stick of dynamite, and he ran back at his owner in fear of his own life. What he did is the owner ran back to the truck and got his shotgun, started shooting at the dog in hopes that it would divert the dog, and it did. And the dog ran under the brand-new truck, and guess what blew up, folks? You got it. The little retriever and the brand-new truck. Now, folks, you all have retrievers. You just don't realize that. And then what we did is we talked about national sins outside of private ones because you reap what you sow, and your sin will find you out. regardless if you want to admit it or not. As a matter of fact, if I take a kernel of wheat and sow it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? Barley or wheat? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. If you look at the field in present day of where you're at, I guarantee you can just simply look behind you and look at to what sort of seed that you've sown into your own life, because that's what you're reaping today. It's just a spiritual law. It's a law unto itself. And when the Bible says God is not mocked for whatever man sows, it is. You cast your bread out there, it's going to come back after many days. It just works that way. It's again, a law unto itself, and it's one that you're not going to get away from. And then what I did is I took it to the Ten Commandments, and I showed on the radio as to how far we have gone and what the stats are in our country for forsaking God's law. And then I showed you the Ten Commandments, which, by the way, only condemns you. It doesn't justify you. It justifies you if you're a believer in Christ. That's what justifies you by faith. The law only condemns you. So we did that yesterday. And I thought I'd take it to a national level and take it to national calamities. And in the sense of taking it from the personal to the national, which I already have, I want to take it to national leaders. Because when you read in Scripture, in the book of Psalm 2, it talks about how the kings of the earth gather themselves against the righteous. They gather together against the righteous, and they say, let us cut his cords asunder. Listen carefully. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They don't like restraint. They don't like law. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And the Bible says that the Lord shall break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like potters in a vessel. Now, folks, what's important, this is one of my favorite topics, by the way, and I'll tell you why. Because it shows you not everybody's above the law. As a matter of fact, nobody's above God's law.
That's right.
I'm going to talk about Maximinus. I'm going to talk about the Valiants, Alexander VI, Henry III, Mariette Antoinette, Fallon. We can talk about that guy that thought he was going to take the Bible and throw it away and make it a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. What was that guy's name, Jake?
Mr. Voltaire.
Yeah, he was a piece of work, wasn't he? As a matter of fact, at the end of his... Yeah. He said he was going to take, 12 stinky fishermen
ignorant
brought into the world, the Christianity that they brought into the world. He was going to make it a thing of the past. But what's interesting, folks, here's just a little salt on your tongue just to lead you back into the next segment. His house was used to make Bibles after Mr. Voltaire passed away. But he was going to make the Bible a thing of the past. Yep. See, folks, here's the bottom line. Sow a thought, you reap an act. Sow an act, you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap a destiny. Sow into sin, and it's going to find you out. And what is the end of sin? Death. You can't get away from it. I love that. Mm-hmm. I totally love that. So we're going to come back talking about what happened. By the way, whatever happened to those guys that crucified the Christ? Whatever happened to those that gathered themselves against real Christians in the world? Not what happened to the Christians, but what happened to the predators? Yeah, Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977, talking about sowing and reaping, one of my favorite topics. Be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake talking about reaping and sowing, one of my favorite topics, because it's a law unto itself. Nobody can deny it. Not the atheist, not the educated professor, not the agnostic. So we talked about national or individual sins and now national sins. Now let's go to the monarchies. What has become of the monarchies and the empires of the world, per se? Well, let me ask you, what brought ruin on Babylon? Her kings and people would not obey God, and ruin came upon them. Well, what has become of Greece and all her power? She once ruled the world. What has become of Rome and all of her greatness? When their cup of iniquity was full, it was dashed to the ground. What has become of the Jews? They rejected salvation, persecuted God's messengers, and crucified their Redeemer. And we find that 1,100,000 of them perished at one time. Look at the history of this country. With an open Bible, our forefathers planted slavery, some, but judgment came at last. There was not a family, north or south, that had not to mourn over someone taken from them. Just think about that, folks. Take the case of France. It is said that a century ago, men were spending millions every year in France in the publication and distribution of infidel literature. What's become the harvest?
Right.
Has France not reaped? Mark the result. The Bible was suppressed. Listen carefully. The Bible was suppressed. God was denied. And what happened? Hell broke loose. More than 1 million persons were beheaded, shot, drowned, outraged, and done to death between September 1792 and December 1795. Since that time, France has had 13 revolutions in 80 years. Why? Because they will have nothing to do with God and the Bible. And what did God say? I'll turn that nation into hell that rejects me. Hello? And the Republic here, there has been over a turn on an average of once in 9 months. One-third of the births in Paris, let me go back to France, and Paris are illegitimate kids. 10,000 newborn infants have been fished out at the outlet of the city sewers in a single year. The native population of France is decreasing. The percentage of suicide is greater in Paris than in any city in Christendom. And since the French Revolution, there have been enough French men and women slaughtered in the streets of Paris and the various insurrections to average more than 2,500 each year. And you're beginning to see this increase in this country. Matter of fact, I just seen yesterday, cop killers increased 77% in our country. Why? Because they have no reverence or respect for the law. Well, why would they? Why would the citizens of this country have respect for the law when the politicians don't enforce the law? They don't have any respect for the law, and the church is sitting there calling it legalism.
Yep.
Folks, it comes down to common sense. Folks, I'm wearing my glasses in here, and I know these guys are mocking me right now. The principle was not new in Scripture or in history when Paul enunciated in his letter to the Galatians. Paul closed, and in language derived from the farm, but in other dress, the law of sowing and reaping may be seen, and the law of cause and effect. The law of retribution or retaliation. The law of compensation. And there's no debate with this law, and that's what's so awesome about it. Let's go. No, it doesn't.
And it gives everybody an equal and fair playing field because you know the rules. Everybody has the freedom and the liberty to abide by those rules. And if they don't, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you have an Obama in office.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then he teaches the rest of you.
And then you have a DOJ that ignores the Constitution and breaks the law.
Yeah.
And that incites domestic insurrection.
Yep.
And then, folks, come on. Let's call it for what it is.
And then you've got a religious body throughout the country saying, oh, what a terrible president, not realizing that it was them that taught the disdain for the law in the first place.
Yeah, and these are keep in mind, too, folks. These are the same people, this professed church in this country, which is being spewed out of the mouth of the Lord because they're lukewarm. They're a reproach for the most part. And it's a lack of Christianity, as I always say. This is the same professed church that got behind Rick Santorum and that instead of rebuking the man for not showing leadership,
yep,
got behind him and said, we're praying for you. You know, pray for yourselves, foolish ones. Pray for yourselves. You put the trust in the arm of the flesh and you're cursed by it. Pray for yourselves, you hypocrites, snakes. Because really, that's what it comes down to. We're going to pray for the man that just sold out his base.
And
the one that just showed demise and brought about their demise in a lot of ways, they're going to pray for him.
Yep. Pray for Obama, too.
Like Rick Santorum, folks, that whole situation, just a little fishy. Yeah. You know, one major outlet, speaking of which, said yesterday, you know what, you can only fake it for so long, but you can't fake the anointing, folks. There's a call there. There's no question about it. There's a call there. But he didn't obey that call.
Right.
He gets into it and brags about how he's winning all these states, sends out a letter on Saturday talking about how we're going to win this and we can take this. And before you know it, he bails 2 days later. After he just received how many millions of dollars in the mail? I don't care who it is, folks. It's the principle that jacks me up with the situation. But here again, you have the professed church praying for him. You know who else they're praying for, folks? The babies in the womb. You know who else they're praying for? Kids in public school that are being subject to dangerous indoctrination. But they won't cross the line to go over there and do their job, folks. And then they wonder why they're reproached. They wonder why they're cursed. They wonder why people laugh at them. They wonder why men walk over them as graves, as dead men. They don't even know they're there. They're a joke. But they're right there to manipulate some kind of a sermon to get your money out of your pocket, though, aren't they, folks? In America, you should know better than to support a ministry that doesn't do anything but talk.
That's right. And if you look at what the gospel that they preach is degenerated into, it's an entitlement Jesus. Everything is for me, everything is for me, everything is for me. Nothing for the service, nothing for the price, nothing of cost. And then they, again, scratch their heads, and they look at Obama and say, I can't believe he got here. How did he do this? Look at all these terrible entitlements. People are stealing from us. Now they're forcing us to mandate that we give contraception and things like this. You are the ones that open the stinking door.
Yeah.
But they don't realize they have any authority left because they sold all that down the road when all they would have to do literally is stand up against it. It would end.
Well, they don't realize the powers in the resurrection of Christ.
Yep. They want from Christ
the cross
without dying and getting
they don't
that
want the cross. They don't want the cross.
No, they just want the benefits of the cross.
Totally.
That entitlement of Jesus.
It's not deny yourself and take up the cross.
Yep.
It's no. It's about me and Jesus. You're going to be my servant.
That's right. Just like.
And God the Father is like Santa Claus.
Yep.
We made him out to be
exactly.
Just what we want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks just like us.
Yep.
No, he doesn't. He's just and holy. By the way, folks, his throne is justice and judgment.
Yep.
It's righteousness. The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is righteousness, goodness, and truth. Not outside of that. And God is spirit, and he desires those to worship him in spirit and in truth, not in a lie or in compromise or in lukewarmness. He'd either have you hot or cold, not lukewarm. So aside of that little bunny trail, when we come back here, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you here. I'll give you a couple right now. I love it when people say, but you don't say you just don't believe in the Bible. Well, you don't have to believe in the Bible, but you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if one hits you, folks? You don't have to believe in it, but stand in front of it. You don't have to believe in the air that you breathe neither. Well, I can't see him. I can't see him. Well, do you breathe oxygen? Can you see oxygen? No.
You got common sense. You know it exists. Your lungs are working.
I want you guys to take a look at history and see if the law is not true. Listen to this carefully. Maxentine built a bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. You reap what you sow. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. You reap what you sow. Talking about leaders now, folks. Politicians, I warn you. Touch not the anointed of the Lord. You reap what you sow. It's interesting. People want to know, whatever happened to that Herod that chopped off Herod and Jezebel that chopped off the head of John the Baptist? Well, he was sent to exile. And so was she. Whatever happened to that Pontius Pilate that killed Christ and crucified him? And the Jews of the day that rejected him because he was the head of the corner. That cried out, we have no king but King Caesar. What happened to them? 1,100,000 of them were crucified on the walls. What happened to that Pontius Pilate? Pontius Pilate was sent into exile and committed suicide. I bet you didn't hear about that though, did you folks? No, because Hollywood portrays Christ as some little weakling walking around smacking sheep on the butt. Wrong one. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not like. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. And I'm going to bring up Valiant, Alexander, Henria.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking about reaping and sowing, and we're talking about empires, talking about wannabe kings and despots and dictators and tyrants.
Power.
And what happens when they set themselves against the Lord and his anointed? Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. You reap what you sow. Valiens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage, or guess what, folks? He was burnt alive. You reap what you sow. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Why? Because you reap what you sow. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. It's a dangerous business, folks. Maria Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She couldn't endure the sight of those miserable ones. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. Why? Because you reap what you sow. You can't get away from it, folks. Can you imagine what America is going to reap after allowing 55 million babies to be aborted in the womb? Ooh, when God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood? Well, you can't really blame Obama, because if the American people weren't allowing it, it wouldn't be happening. Oh, I'm just so sick and tired, Bradley, of you always throwing this on us. No, I'm trying to teach you responsibility by exemplifying leadership to you folks. You have to do a little bit more than just sit around and talk in the circle, circular reasoning, chasing our stinking tails. You don't stop. It doesn't change that way, folks. Sorry about that.
Well, it's screaming at the radio or at the television.
Yeah.
Talking about how
over
bad
that,
they
over
are.
That pig ball.
Man.
Yeah. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, let them eat grass. Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught Fallon in the streets of Paris, hung him up, stuck his head upon a pike, and guess what, folks? And filled his mouth with grass. Why? Because you reap what you sow. Let's talk about Mussolini. Mussolini is the guy that, well, folks, if you want to meet through a visual the most arrogant human being you've ever seen in your life, oh, I mean, he smells of pride and arrogance, you folks.
The duck walk.
And absolute foolishness. Well, first of all, everybody, I think, knows this already from listening to the show, that Mussolini used the church
for a little political organization. Yeah. What is it? The Roman Catholic Church.
That's right.
Right there in Rome.
And they loved it. They loved them scoundrels, loved Mussolini.
Yep.
Favors.
Their big hats then got on.
But they reaped what they sowed, too, didn't they?
That's right.
Yeah, they did. By what they tolerated.
Yep.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Mussolini was to have said, God, if you're there, several times, by the way, God, if you're there, strike me dead. I don't know if anybody knows the history of Mussolini, but it came to a quick halt when he was caught with his mistress. He was committing adultery on his wife, and he was captured by his own people, brought to the town square, beat to death, and hung upside down with his mistress. So God did oblige him, folks. It just took a little time. See, what we see today is we see a dictator in the White House doing similar things, using the name of God, mocking Christ, attacking Christianity. Folks, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows. As a matter of fact, just this week, Obama's ex-political mentor, Alice Palmer, an avowed communist, is returning to haunt him for his unlawful activities during his political career. And again, this proves the famous unchangeable law of reaping and sowing and reaping. Folks, his actions are blowing up in his face. Let's go to Hitler. You know, everybody, folks, I want you to listen carefully now because I speak to America because I love America. I love America. I love America.
Oh, see.
Yes. Everybody, let's go to Germany. Everybody laughed at Hitler, folks, because of his funky little mustache.
Look at that crackpot. What do you think he is?
Looks like a broken black comb.
Him and his little ragamuffin army.
Yep, yeah. Everybody laughed at him. Yeah. Hindenburg didn't trust him, but he kept pushing and pushing. Sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
The dictator kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Hindenburg said, okay, let's go ahead and bring him on. Mm-hmm. We can control him. Yeah. Hitler got in there. He started killing everybody off in power. That was an obstacle to his political advantageousness.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
I did.
He showed the magnanimity of his ignorance in every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Oh, look at that. Yeah? Oh, we could do this all day long,
yes,
man.
We could.
What did he do? He started to kill off his opposition. Everybody laughed at Hitler. Before you knew it, he had everybody killed off. And he was in total control and total power. Yep. But everybody just, you know what they were doing? They were just laughing it off, folks.
Yep.
They were just watching the soccer game, folks. Didn't think in a million years it would ever happen here. But you reap what you sow. How many thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of German young boys died in servitude to a dictator that the people of Germany laughed off? Especially when it came down to their own kids. I bet it wasn't so funny after they seen what he did. And then what he did is he attacked his own country, but they all laughed that off too. And they said, no way did Hitler ever attack his own Reichstag. They laughed it off, folks. No big deal. Then he brings on world war through his Reichstag, through the Third Reich. Everybody laughed him off. They all thought it was funny. I suppose until their boys had to go serve the dictator, then it probably wasn't so funny. But they were promised that they were going to conquer the world, yeah. said the devil with a mustache. And then before you knew it, after a certain portion of judgment was taking place, all of a sudden God said no. He awakened That's a giant enough. Called America and France and England and others of our allied forces. And what happened? All of a sudden, Germany was completely destroyed. But folks, just keep in mind, everybody in Germany, they laughed about it. Mm-hmm. It was funny. You reap what you sow. Can you imagine the atrocities that were taking place in Germany when those things were going on? When the German people were just laughing? I mean, like, for example, like the professed church of the day, they were coming out of church. And when they came out of church, they had these ashes all over their cars, and they were Jews that were being murdered and slaughtered in the millions by this dictator that everybody laughed off. And you know what the professed church was doing? They were praying for Hitler. Isn't that funny? 6 million Jews later, and by the way, there's a conglomeration of not only Jews, but gypsies, Christians. I believe there was an accumulated amount up to 12 million people were murdered under his regime, but everybody laughed at him. And by the way, America, he was the man of the year on Time Life magazine in 1935. That's so funny. That's so funny, man. And Franklin D. Roosevelt, who the American people allowed to serve 3 terms, said to the American mothers across our country, our boys will never go on foreign soil. See, folks, it bled into our country to stop the tyrant because the people in Germany were only laughing about what was going on. And what they didn't know is God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Folks, what's happening in America today? Everybody's just kind of laughing it off. You know, it's funny. Yeah, there's too many people on this guy's tail right now. Really? Everybody knows he's a Marxist. They know he's a communist. They know he's a radical. They know he's a Saul Alinsky model, disciple. Everybody knows that. And by the way, they're Satanists because it's self-proclaimed That's right. by Saul Alinsky. I didn't say it. Saul Alinsky did. Now, you have a DOJ. You have Homeland Security. By the way, Hitler had something called Fatherland Security, too. But don't worry about that. And by the way, Fatherland Security was there to overthrow the Constitution of Germany, which only took him 6 years to accomplish. What does the Patriot Act do, folks? Oh, no. Everybody's having fun. You know what? Everybody's too busy doing their thing rather than doing what God commands. You reap what you sow. You can't get away from it, folks. Some of you say, oh, you're being so facetious. I'm not being facetious at all. You know, there's a famous saying, and it goes as follows. They first came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I thought it was funny. Because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and, I didn't speak up because I wasn't Jewish. Isn't that funny? Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist, because everybody was too busy having a beer, watching the football game, laughing at Hitler. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Protestant. Why? Because I was too busy praying for Hitler and wiping off the ashes off my car. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak up. That's right. You know what? At that point, I bet nobody was laughing. Kind of reminds me of Noah's Ark. A preacher of righteousness warned them and warned them and warned them and warned them, and they wouldn't listen to anybody. And then all of a sudden, the laughing stopped, folks, when it began to rain, didn't it? Oh, that's a thing of the past. No, it's not. History is repeating itself, friends. We'll be right back after this break to take these calls. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
You know what's interesting about all this? We've been talking about reaping and sowing, folks. I bet a lot of people that were destroyed said they didn't believe in God.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the Jewish Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., you'll see scripture up on the walls. Guess what they agreed with, folks? God's judgments. Yeah. They didn't take heed to them when they had opportunity to do it. They waited until after judgment before their posterity came to terms with God. Oh, my gosh, you told us not to do this, and we did it, and we found out the hard way. By the way, to go back to what I was talking about before this last segment here, Germany was completely destroyed. And by the way, today Germany is completely ashamed of what they tolerated with Hitler because they said it would never happen. And just think about this. Even the Jews during Schindler's List, which is a true documentary, the Jews even towards the end of their lives believed after they were disarmed. By the way, everything that you've seen with Hitler, folks, is exactly what you're seeing your government attempt to do to you right now. Do you guys realize that? I hope you do. Even after they were disarmed and then put into camps, the Jews still believed, instead of repenting before God, they still believed that the Reichstag, his Third Reich, Hitler's regime, they still believed that Hitler had a need of them while he was destroying them all. That's how foolish, that's how far this will go, folks. And before they know it, you're standing in front of God. And then you're trying to figure out what the problem was. Well, it was really simple. Scripture tells us it's our wisdom before the nations to simply obey God's commandments. And that's what we used to do in this country up until 1962. I'm not saying we were perfect. No question about it. But if you want peace, you work for justice. You don't wait for judgment before you work for peace. You have it backwards. When God brings his judgment down, it was because man left off his commandments. It's that simple. And since then, by the way, back to Hitler, he destroyed Germany. But everybody laughed him off. Folks, you're seeing the same similarities, the same parallels. You're seeing the same things happening right now. Look at the Supreme Court, Alina Kagan. Look at Sotomayor. Look at the appointees, the czars, illegal czars that Obama has appointed above Congress. Your voice, folks. And for some reason, people are still laughing it off, thinking it's no big deal. And you have the professed church, which is lame, and they're a joke. And they're repulsive, folks. The real church is out there under attack, and you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their persecutions. They that desire even to live godly will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. The rest of them are over there trying to figure out how they're trying to, they're still trying to figure out why Jesus didn't heal their marriage and didn't give them what they wanted. And they're still trying to figure over there, where's the prosperity that you promised? Well, let me tell you this real clear. You're not in charge of Christ. We belong to Christ. He doesn't belong to you. We're servants of his, friends of his. Okay. He claims his friends. You don't claim him as yours if you're not. Unless you're born of the Spirit of God, I would shut my pie hole and get it right before God to get it right in my own life before I go out there correcting everybody else. And see, the problem with the professed church in America, folks, is they don't judge themselves. They hate prophets. They hate correction. They hate the Holy Ghost. I'm not kidding you. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They think he comes to just go ahead and pacify them in everything that they do sinful to put Christ on the cross. No. These people love to hang around the cross and commit sins that put him on the cross rather than take vengeance on sin that put him there. They have it completely backwards. And this is what you're seeing in America. And this is why the church is a laughingstock, because God is just taking that reproach and turning it back upon their own heads. And by the way, again, let me clarify this. It is a lack of Christianity. You never see the church hiding out. You never see the church tucking tail and running. No. My Bible tells me the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. It's the other way around. We serve the man of war. We serve the lion of the tribe of Judah. And my Bible tells me that Satan was defeated over 2,000 years ago. And you have the church women today in America sitting there chasing the devil around, trying to defeat the devil who's already been defeated 2,000 years ago. They give more credit to the devil, and so do the conservatives, than they do to righteousness and the men that died for it in the natural. They don't honor the veterans. They dishonor the veterans by talking out of the pith and marrow of what they died for, namely your Constitution. More of the Bill of Rights than the Constitution. The Constitution is just basically an outline of the don'ts to the government and the do's to the people concerning their government and what their government can't do. The embodiment of its laws, per se. I like to read more of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights than I do that. Because that's just that's the outline. I get it.
Yep. That's even more how important it is for the government to stay within the confines of the Constitution.
They're not doing that, Jake. They're not doing that. And they're not doing that because the American people don't love their country enough to do that. They tolerate it so they have something to complain about. Come on, folks. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil, man. Here, I'll tell you what the spirit of the world is, because if it's not convicting, then what are you angry about? The spirit of the world is this, and nothing has changed. Persecute the living Christians and praise the dead ones. Praise the dead ones, but persecute the living ones. We will not have Christ to rule over us, the meek King of glory. Oh, and by the way, let me go back to reaping and sowing to finish off that portion of the Sons of Liberty today. The vain Senate of Rome would not be ruled by Christ. Remember they said we have no king but King Jesus? Folks, you might want to do a little homework to see what happened to that nation, to that Senate that would not be ruled by Christ. I'm talking about in liberty, folks. I'm not talking about in bondage. And some of you ignorant folks that email me, oh, you would have us a theocracy. Oh, you would have us be ruled by God. You would kill off all these people. No, no, let's do this. Let's just tolerate the innocent being killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's throw off the, and then let's show mercy to the criminals. That's what we need to do. No, that's exactly what America's done. That's exactly what they've done. We got Dave in Iowa. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about sowing and reaping. You know, we see the same thing happening today in the music industry. Some of the stuff that you guys talk about in the schools is, you know, you see a lot of these rock stars, and they're dying off at early ages, like 25 to 30, and
good
it's
point.
Ridiculous, you
yep.
know. I mean, you can see that kind of judgment happening all the time because they're leading people down the wrong path. You know, and I just think it's kind of interesting that it does happen every day, and it still happens the same way today as what the way it was when Christ was around, you know?
It's a fixed principle. It's a fixed standard. The Lord says, I am not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. And so when you see a musician that ends up bringing up topics like drug use or misogyny, lyrics against women, things like that, they die by the fire that they breathe. Their parties end up killing them. A great example is, and many of you folks have heard of the band Led Zeppelin. Right around Led Zeppelin, there was something called the Zeppelin curse when they started getting popular. The lead singer's son died of a sudden disease while he was on tour, 5 years old. Multiple people committed suicide and died in parties in Jimmy Page's houses. And then ultimately their drummer died when he was 32. They were so shocked by what happened through that whole setup that the band never even got together again to perform a concert after that. They never performed the song Stairway to Heaven. There's multiple issues happening within those people and within their lives where they're reaping what they sow. But once the industry uses them and something happens in their life, then they spit them out. You never get to hear the second half of their life.
That's right.
You never get to hear about the disease they got to deal with for the rest of their life, their drinking problem, the abortion that they had, and how it haunts them. You never get to deal with those things.
What about Lennon?
Yeah, Mr. John Lennon, who got up and it went to his head, his popularity of the Beatles. Don't know how that ever happened, by the way. I think that shows
well, they had some folks in
judge.
America that went along with him, Jake.
Man. But he died at 40 years old. The person that shot him said he heard a voice telling him in the back of his mind to shoot him again, shoot him again, shoot him again. Obviously, he was a possessed guy. John Lennon said Christianity will go now and we're more popular than Jesus. He blatantly called Jesus a greasy-haired, fascist, Catholic Spaniard, called him a bastard because he died, because he was fatherless. I mean, talking about mocking Christ.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Talking about mocking Christ, and how does this guy die?
How did it work out for you, Johnny?
How's it working? Half the Beatles are dead.
Yeah.
George Harrison's died.
What about Bon Scott from AC/DC?
Yep.
He was eight hours after he got done recording the song, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. He choked to death on his own vomit.
Yep, sitting in his car.
Huh.
Hell ain't a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Do you think people think about that kind of stuff?
No.
Elvis only lived out half his years. He knew he was supposed to be a preacher.
Yep.
But he ignored his call.
Whitney
Houston. By the way, he said that. Yeah. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Yep.
Folks, that's mockery.
Gospel girl.
Cocaine in her body when she's dead. Jesus loves me so much. When he told me not to do these things, I did them anyways, and now I'm in heaven.
Yep.
Wow, folks. Got a different Bible, man. You must have a new translation. The new translation is go ahead, and it lines up perfect with the satanic Bible. Do what you want to do.
Jesus,
you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.